for creativity, nature, or its inspiration.
I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble. When you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum this morning. Got a couple of things going on here this morning. Good morning, good morning. I see you out there, Billionaire's Happy, Billionaire's Baby. And Billionaire's Baby, I got to do something for
you.
Good morning, good morning. Go ahead and take over. You can start off by, you know, doing the review and then add on, but I'll be back.
Okay. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. Hello, Happy. How are you today?
Today is my birthday, so I'm very extra happy today.
Oh, yes. Happy, happy, happy birthday, Happy. Yes. Oh, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
I love birthdays. And when mine come, I celebrate it the whole month because
it
comes up second. So I just keep celebrating it. Well, we are so happy you are here on this beautiful planet with us. You bring us much joy and love and happiness. So we're so happy to have you as part of our family.
Thank you. I'm happy to be a part.
I know.
Yes, happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you.
You send us so much beautiful, loving vibrations. We really, really love and appreciate you.
Thank you.
So I think that Dr. Richman is trying to get his deck and his computer recordings together. He has so many of them, I can see, you know, they can get certainly mixed up. But the whole idea is that we come to you every weekday and going on into the 11th year now, knowing that when two like minds come together, they tend to magnify and motivate and inspire one another, and creative, beautiful miracles begin to take place and happen. So we are definitely of that mind, that higher consciousness. And I always love to give a beautiful affirmation to start out the day with a thought that will keep us in a perfect mind so that what we think about, we're bringing about. And as we have always shared with you, that we're all very powerful in a divine way, in terms of whether we realize it or not, what we are thinking about, if that's part of the tool and vessel we use for helping to expand this world, to make it more of all that it is, no matter, well, we'd like to keep it the higher consciousness, but it can come at any level. So that's why we encourage everyone to monitor their thoughts, their words, and to create the feelings that that brings us into a very special consciousness, so that we can begin to vibrate and to really create the reality that we experience. So for this Friday, August the 9th, 2019, our affirmation, knowing in the infinitive life where I am, all is perfect, whole, and complete. However, I support myself, and life supports me. And I see evidence of the law working all around me and in every area of my life. And I reinforce that which I learn in joyous ways. And my day begins with gratitude and joy. So I look forward with enthusiasm to the adventures of the day, knowing that in my life all is good. I love who I am and all that I do. I am the living, loving, joyous expression of life, and all is well in my world. So be it. And as we begin to understand this and to clear a way for these type of vibrations to radiate, because it comes from the inside, When we speak of the will, that means that we have the ability to make a choice, to make a decision, to choose which way that manifestation will appear. And we always encourage it. First, we ask you to begin to know who you are and to appreciate this very special uniqueness that is you. And stay in touch with that part of you that's within you, that is aligned, that can be aligned even closer to divine source, to help create all the wonderful things that's taking place around us. And we work in combination with this as we look around, and I'm in a special place where there's beautiful trees and lakes and grass and great amount of flowers and the sunshine, and I can go to the ocean and just feel the breeze and the life force that is here within this planet and within us. And know, as we look around at all the things that we see that are man-made or human-made, you know, that is part of the divinity that we have to manifest and to create. But even more so, anything that you are thinking or seeing is going out and vibrating and touching the universe, and the universe is responding to you by sending. If you begin to concentrate with passion, with love, with excitement on any one particular thing, it begins to take place, because the universe will send to you all that you need and make it flesh, make it visible and tangible and workable. So we give thanks, and we come now to our Friday. I'm not sure what I was here. I think last Friday, let me give a review of where we were. Last Friday, I think we were all gone. Everybody was traveling, so Dr. Govish Mind put on a recording. And on Monday, the 5th, August the 5th, 2019, we played a recording, a meditation of by Queen, meditation affirmation tape by Queen Neat. And she just gave me beautiful affirmations, and I tend to, at times, I'm able to write them down, but it's like a good 30 or 40 of them. I am worthy of love. I carry strength and resilience with me. I love and approve of myself. And it just goes down to really cleaning and clearing who we are and asking it to flow through us. And this is mainly about the body, loving the body, loving yourself. I love the treasure of my body. I honor my own life path. I am powerful. So as we're saying, is what you begin to think about and concentrate on is made real, made flesh. So you want to do that for yourself, first of all, and especially when you start the day, so that the rest of the day becomes beautiful for you. Dr. Govichmayan, I reviewed the sadness of the news of the killing of people by others in public places, and we all send out blessings for these people that were terminated. We had responses from a billionaire mastermind family. And then on Tuesday, August the 6th, we always have our speaker, which is Dr. James King. And Dr. Govichmayan also played a recording by various leaders. One of the main ones was Les Brown, about finding your purpose in this life. And we all responded, the co-hosts responded, billionaire is happy, Queen Coach Rhonda, myself, and Dr. King lectured from the Master Key and spoke of speaking of that we have the love authority of God's energy within us, and we can demonstrate it by using the desirable characteristics to manifest the wonderful miracle of life we enjoy and share with others, and that we add and create exchange value for ourselves and others, and we need to love and grow ourselves with this higher consciousness so that we can radiate this love to others. Then on Wednesday, July the 7th, billionaire Joe, by the way, is traveling on vacation in Jamaica, so he has not been here with us for the last week or two. And Dr. Govichmayan played a recording by Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret in the World. This is a very famous recording that we've all heard many times, but it's good to hear it again because it just brings up so many beautiful points in terms of how we can develop ourselves to become very right and high mind, high consciousness, and succeed at what we are about to do. And he moves right through the various aspects of the law we manifest from our thoughts and beliefs. When we believe we can be successful, we become what we think about. The seeds that we plant is what is growing. So you want to plant your goals. Your seeds are your goals and your desires in your mind. You want to care for it and work toward it and add passion and begin to receive the information and deal with the people that will help bring it about. You want to visualize the end results of your goals. And we want to realize that for every action, there's going to be an equal reaction. So we must only think about what we truly want and what we want for others. And we have to leave out the thoughts of fear and worry, because that just only puts up resistance for us. And we want you to be able to do even more than you need to do, give more of what you have to give, and ask, and it is given. In other words, you can ask for guidance and direction and protection and support for what we realize. Whatever we seek, we will find. As we knock, the doors will be open for us. And want to, he gave a script, a 30-day script, where that you do certain things, persist, and you will succeed. Think and write your goals down, visualize them, etc. A whole group that will bring about the manifestation of your goals. Then on Thursday, August 8th, Dr. Richmond had the co-host speak on the one thing that brings success for them. And we responded with Billionaires Happy, myself, Rhonda, Lady Tycoon, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful session, really looking at how we move in our life in order to prioritize what we must do first, the one thing that we must do first, or think first, or act upon first, so that everything else may proceed. So that was our week so far, and I don't know, Dr. Gorishmine, are you back?
Yes, back. Great summary, Billionaire Baby, and we welcome each and every one of you today, and get an overview of what our week was like. We are very excited about the things that we have been discussing during this week, you know, dealing with the recording, the Neuro Nightingale, the one thing that we talked about, and just focusing. Yesterday was very great as well. So today is Friday. Lord help us. It's the ninth. Time is waiting for no one. Time is waiting for no one at all. Wow. Well, let me just kind of give you our intro here. I didn't get a chance to do that this morning. So good morning, good morning. And we welcome you to the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And we come to you each and every morning with that sole purpose of creating a mastermind alliance. Says when two or more minds come together, it has the ability to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. Whew, you can take a deep breath on that one, folks. Wow. And I'll get into my thoughts on that. The divine force that's within you. And it would say all you have to do is download the good that you desire. It's waiting there for you. And what we work on each and every day here is to develop that self-discipline, mental mindset. There were some quotes yesterday. I don't have my notes here. $1 million mindset. Help me out. One thing to do is no. Okay. It's the habits, number one. Now, this is one thing that's on my mind this morning. We have Billionaires Happy. I think I saw you, Billionaire Baby, and Rhonda. Did I see you as well? Yeah, he's out there as well. So we got a full, kind of a full house here this morning. Good team. Good morning. So let's spin off here a little bit, see if we can get some music going. Billionaires Happy, the professor.
Great, great, and happy day to you.
Got you. Song coming up here. There you go.
Might seem crazy, was
yeah.
My thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes she's here, you can take a break.
How you say,
don't let it hurt. Go.
You said, folks,
she
what?
This is also her birthday. This is happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know something was special about today. Oh, my goodness. Well, being as happy, we want to wish you a happy birthday. We're going to do our birthday greeting. Thank you so much. Matter of fact, Dr. Cash's birthday was yesterday.
Really?
Uh-huh. Dr. Cash's birthday was yesterday.
Wow.
So you're in good company in the month of...
August.
What is this? Virgo?
Leo.
Oh, Leo. Okay. Leo. Well, happy birthday, Brilliant. Happy. That's,
thank you.
We want to definitely say that's happy, happy. So we'll come back to you with that thought, your thoughts for today. But I know whatever those thoughts are, a lot of them.
Yeah.
How is it in such a confusing to some degree, but peaceful in other degree, that you could be happy in a world that you might be confused about? From time to time. Matter of fact, the way things are going now, you can be confused every day going up in here. Good morning, the one and only Dream Life Coach.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Amazing. This beautiful, beautiful Friday morning.
Beautiful Friday morning, and that's exciting, folks. And again, here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, our goal is to stimulate and activate. But the question is, how can you be happy in a world that sometimes you don't understand, and most of the time is confusing, and you wake up as you do every day from the day that you were born, and certain quote-unquote realities are placed in front of you, then it becomes your responsibility to be able to manage the realities of life. Question here this morning. Well, the first question is, do we need some help in managing the reality of life? My answer would be yes. The second question is, where can we get the help that we need to manage these realities, the good, the bad, and the ugly? Where is the help? Where is the resources that's available to help us balance ourselves? Good question this morning. Anybody want to respond to that? Where will you be your first resource to balance the realities that you're experiencing in life? The good, the bad, and the ugly.
You know what I'm finding, Dr. Gershwin, that
mm-hmm. This
is a very special journey, experience. On a very special and fantastic planet. And I've been doing a lot of reading, of course, on spirituality, but of quantum physics also lately. Reading something by Deepak Chopra right now.
Quantum physics is, yes.
Yeah.
I love quantum physics. Go ahead.
Tremendous. And I'm to believe at this point and understand and do know from, I've been reading a lot about world history, you know, from the beginning of the planet, how the different continents moved apart. They were together.
Yeah.
The whole nature thing. And what I'm
you're talking about the Big Bang, the Big Bang theory?
The Big Bang, and then what the scientists have discovered, and the movement of the Earth, you know, just like when you think about it, I'm just reading now what the Earth is made of. It's just like it's 3 miles or so is the crust, and then goes 50 miles down inward to the center to with a boiling iron and all the elements and things. And then I'm reading about the development of the various life forms on Earth. And then coming to the point of looking at the civilizations and how they were developed and how the countries just warred with each other constantly, and the leaders and the royal houses and even the popes. I'm reading all about the religion. And what I'm finding, and which I kind of began to understand earlier, that everything is inclusive and almost everything is necessary for changes. There's no up if there's no down. There's no left unless there's a right. It seems that we're given an existence that includes all and everything. One of the wonderful things is that the human body, the way it is formed in terms of it being able to do what they say quantum physics does in terms of just imagining, thinking, the vibrations that take place with just the thoughts. They tell you how the molecules in the brain and everything moves, how it is in touch with the outer world, creating what it is that you're thinking. So I'm beginning to realize that everything is everything. We kind of, in order to have the best, we have to understand and see some of the things that we consider the worst. But it's not necessarily the worst. It's that this is an inclusive universe, and we, as expanding of vessels, we're able to expand it in whatever way we want. And by observing the way we look at things, we can change things.
That's correct.
So I'm totally beginning to understand why everything is happening. And I'm comfortable with it. I feel peaceful with it. It's good to just have that knowledge and I have the opportunity to take time to. I spend a lot of time in the library now. It's one of my favorite places. And,
wonderful.
And I can enjoy learning and, you know, beginning to understand even more so why everything is taking place as it is. Back to you.
Wow. That was great. And when you started on the quantum physics, it reminds me of a quote, I think it was Socrates, who said the only thing that we know for sure is that we don't know. That's the only sure thing that we can say that we know for sure, because as you talked about the physical universe and the atoms that makes up the physical universe and the external universes out in space as we know it, it appears that all of these physical substance has one base of physical substance, which is the atoms that we know so far. And then
there's a book called the name of this, You Are the Universe, and subtitled Discovering Your Cosmic Self and Why It Matters. This is by Deepak Chopra and a quantum physicist named
Menas Kafatos, M-E-N-A-S, Kafatos, K-A-F-A-T-O-S. And it explains truly that we are of everything and everything is us, and it goes from the Big Bang. It's just amazing. It's an interesting, you have to read it slowly because it gets really deep, but they do a great job of helping you understand our place in this fabulous universe and how we are it and it is us and we create it and it creates us. Amazing.
And the title of that book again?
The title of that book is You Are the Universe, Discovering Your Cosmic Self and Why It Matters. You Are the Universe. Definitely look it up.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Barnes and Nobles now. They just have so much fabulous stuff to. I spend as much time there as I do in the library.
You're one out of 1,000, billionaire baby.
Me too.
You're 1 out of 1,000. But that's a lot of knowledge. And the question is,
what do this
complexity, I should say, of what's going on around us, what do we have as a resource to aid us in this process? And
mm-hmm.
we go through different steps here dealing with the philosophy. This week we dealt with, what you think about or what you focus on, and we dealt with the Earl Nightingale piece is you become what you think about. And
mm-hmm.
that's kind of focus. And then we went from that, as you mentioned, to the one thing that you can do to make everything else, I guess unnecessary, if I'm going to quote correctly. But here we are in the quote-unquote the Western Hemisphere, that people, imagine 2,000 miles, right? You walk 2,000 miles to get to America. Walking. Thousands of people to get here, and we're here in the Western Hemisphere under this Constitution that give us the freedom, well, quote-unquote freedom, to carve out different and abundance experience in our lives. So what are we going to do with it? What are you doing with it is a question. And how are you applying this? As I look around me and I see in my community, 1 minute I see a vacant, old building, and next minute I see nothing. The building is gone. They demolished the building. The next thing I see, a brand new building. All this happened within 12 to 18 months. And in order to make that happen, folks, is focus. And that's what you have to. Now, we dealt with focus also, I think, this week. But you also got to have that focus in your life. You got to be a builder, an architect. Take what's available to you to bring more abundance in your life in the five areas of concern. Your spiritual, your health, your financial, your family. What's abundance to you? So as we say here, this we close out another week here on the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. And our goal here is to stimulate and activate the divine source that's within you. But again, because of the prosperity aspect, that we want that to add to your quote-unquote bottom line, and I say bottom line in terms of your bank account, because you can feel good, you can have a lot of knowledge, but you could be living a life of scarcity at the same time if you don't put energy into what I call the prosperity matrix, thought process. In other words, we can live in this life, live a good life, and have it, but we got to be a part of the physical world and understanding the things. So let me just open up before we start. 8:34, we're later going to go and
give Venus Happy a segment here this morning, what she's feeling about her birthday. But before we do that, let's bring in Dream Life Coach. Dream Life Coach, you kind of see I'm searching in my own soul. I've tapped into some things that give me a better understanding of what I should be doing to get a better results in my life. But at the same time, I know I am nowhere near the potential of what I can do or what's available to me. What's your thoughts this morning?
Well, we've started off with an interesting conversation this morning, and, you know, there's so much happening in this amazing world around us, and if we're not cautious, we will see the things that, as Billionaire Baby said, look like they're the worst, and we start to focus on those, and we, you know, we get fixated on all of these things that are happening around us that we can't understand. We thought we were going in one direction. We thought we were making progress, and all of a sudden, you know, all of this craziness is happening. But as Billionaire Baby said, contrast is a part of our life. Contrast is a part of our world. It's an intentional part of our world. We may not understand it. We may not like it, but it is a part of who we are and this great design and this great experiment that we're living. So we know who we are. We know that we are co-creators. We know that we come here to manifest. It is not a question about if you are going to become an architect. You are an architect. There is no doubt about that. The question is, are you intentionally architecting? Are you, as I like to call it, I've been focused lately on the term dream life by design. Are you designing the life that you want to live? Are you designing intentionally and creating the manifestations that are going to bring you joy and that are going to align with who you are in your life? And so as we do that, I think we focus. The focus is internal. I think I said this either early this week or at the end of last week. Your number one project is you. Your number one project is you. So it is your obligation to invest in yourself so that you understand who you are, so that you can be the better you, so that you can begin to manifest the amazing things that you deserve, right? These things are yours by birthright. Abundance is yours. It is simply an opportunity to manifest that which you deserve. And so I go internal. You talk about resources. There are a ton of resources around us. I definitely say don't try to go on this journey alone. Everyone I know has a coach, either a coach or they use YouTube as a coach, or which, you know, is a great place. But there's a part where a conversation about the information that you have matters. There's a part where the application matters. There's a part where accountability matters. So yes, go out there, find all the amazing resources, but also attend webinars, go to workshops, get a coach, have a conversation, join mastermind groups, get on this call every morning. All of it in the purpose of stimulating and activating the amazing, amazing divine source that lives within you so that you can become the very best creator that you can be and understand that contrast plays a role in our life. It is what it is, and we know that even in the midst of contrast, we are all amazing and beautiful creators. Back to you.
Dr. Gorich, mine, you can't hear you. Are you trying to talk to us?
Yeah, on mute. As I was saying, there she go again, Rhonda Williams, the Dream Life Coach. Is definitely out there making it happen. And from what I understand then, Rhonda, you put together a coaching mastermind group that's going to start tomorrow, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Okay.
mastermind group start tomorrow. And it's really about helping you, what is your next level, wherever you are. You know, you're never too big, you're never too small, you're never in the wrong place, it's never the wrong time. Where are you right now, and what is your next level? And that is the goal, that is the focus, to be able to leverage the power of a group in order to help you get to that next level. So I'm super excited about it and looking forward to being able to help people move and create that momentum in their life.
Great. We'll get the site as we conclude with the you know, Lord, my mind just went. Lady Tycoon. Lady Tycoon, where did you get your name from? Interesting. Lady Tycoon, mic check. Okay.
She explained it one time before that.
I know she did explain it. I was just speaking on her this morning, but she did explain it. Well, the birth figure. Do we keep? Well, I want to know about how old you are. You're under 50 or over 50. What's the deal?
It's a secret.
Well, folks, we're going to feature for the next 10 minutes or so a young lady by the name of Dee Terrell. Did I get that right? I messed up your name. Dee Terrell.
Yes, Dee Terrell.
Yeah, goes as billionaires happy. And it's interesting how she came to us. She came to us through the law of attraction. And a gentleman by the name of King David, who's been with us for the last several years, was visiting her one day, if I got the story right. And he happened to see some of the books and tapes that she was reading. He was doing some work on her house, or in her house. And they had a conversation. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you know.
No, that's true.
And in that conversation, he mentioned something. Says the Billionaire Mastermind Forum. So that name resonated with her. So she jumped on. I think she's been hanging out ever since.
I have.
And how long ago was that?
I came during your 5th year anniversary, so this is going into my 6th year.
6 year. Well, we wish you a happy birthday, and we're going to do the Facebook piece this morning. And you kind of tell us before we start singing the happy birthday greeting to you, what's on your mind?
First of all, I am very happy and grateful to see this day. Yay! Just extremely happy. It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at some beautiful trees. I am just grateful for all the things that I have, all the people that are in my life, all the exciting adventures that I'm about to go on and just experience. I'm excited about the new year to come. And I'm just very grateful, appreciative, and just really excited and just really savoring the birthday wishes. I got a lot of texts and phone calls starting early this morning. And I'm just grateful for the people that I have in my life. It's just a beautiful thing. And to answer your question, when you were asking how do we stay happy in a world that has confusion and all of these things, and these things aren't new today. There were always calamities and wars and always things going on in the world, and people always still found a way to manage to be happy. And I think that starts with us making a decision to be happy and acting on it every single day as much as we can. And some days when because we still are human, so some days some things happen that makes us cry, that makes us sad, that makes us feel frustrated, that makes us feel something other than happy. But I was just thinking about this spiritual song that says, I'm so glad, or, you know, a church song that says, I'm so glad that trouble doesn't last always. And it really doesn't. We always, just like the tide of the ocean goes in and out, and Billionaire Baby mentioned about contrast, and those things help us to define what we want to have and what we need to focus on and what we need to just see if we can change or make it different. It's all working out for us. And so we have to just keep saying that in our minds. And there are so many tools and resources like mantras where you focus on one word all the time, you know, peace, or focus on your breath when you get anxiety ridden, or and the breath, I just think, is just such a powerful, powerful